was with you a few weeks ago, we talked about whether we were totally devoted followers of Jesus Christ.
几个礼拜以前，我和大家在一起讲到我们如何跟随主。
As I've continued to think about what it means to be a totally devoted follower of Jesus Christ, it led me to think about the importance of faith.
我继续思索这个问题的时候，想到，我们应该如何保持我们的信心。
I've entitled this morning's message, Is it a God thing?
今天早晨我要讲的并不是，这是神的事。
There's a lot of things that we experience in life and we say in some, well, that just happened to be the circumstance or that was just my luck.
我们生活中发生很多事情，常常我们会想到这只不过是偶然的巧合，或者这只是我的比较幸运而已。
Yet I believe as believers there are many things that happen in our lives that do not happen by accident but are by God's design and definitely is a God thing.
我们作为一个信仰耶稣的人，其实我们应该明白，我们人生中发生的很多事情都是上帝安排好的。
Every once in a while, we begin to take a little inventory of our lives, and we begin to think back at the things that have happened that really kind of express to us that indeed God has been at work in our lives.
在我们人生过去的很多事情当中，我们回想起来，其实很多事情的发生都是由于天父的安排。
When I begin to think of the things that God's at work doing in our lives on a regular basis, I can't help but turn to the book of Hebrews.
每当我想起我们人生中发生的这些事情，我情不自禁就会翻开希伯来书读一读。
A number of months ago, I remember asking you the question, if you could only have one book of the Bible with you, what book would you like to take with you?
我记得前几个月问过大家，如果你只能带圣经中的某一本书出去的话，你准备带哪一本？
When I ask that question, I often hear people say, well, I would take the Psalms with me, or maybe the Gospel of John, or the Book of Acts.
有各种不同的回答。
But very seldom do I hear people say that I would take the Book of Hebrews with me.
但是我很少听到弟兄姊妹说我会带着希伯来书。
Yet this morning, as a believer, I would like to tell you that if I had only one book of the Bible that I could take with me to a remote island, I would want it to be the book of Hebrews.
我现在愿意告诉大家，如果我有必要放逐到一个荒岛上去的话，我唯一愿意带的圣经，我就是希伯来书，我会带着。
I believe that the book of Hebrews leads us to understand who we are in Christ. It talks about faith.And it talks about God's goodness to us.
我认为这个希伯来书讲到，我们是谁，我们在耶稣里面如何保持信心等等重要的问题。
As a matter of fact, the book of Hebrews is a book about perseverance.
实际上希伯来书讲的就是我们要怎么样坚定我们的信心。
It was written to a group of Jewish Christians who were encountering opposition.
他讲的是一群基督徒的故事。
The writer of the book of Hebrews was worried that some of these Christians would give up on the gospel as a result of the opposition that they were encountering.
那时候这些基督徒都是犹太人、希伯来人，他们呢觉得他们的信仰是不是还能够坚持下去。
This morning we read a verse from the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews.
今天早晨我们读了第希伯来书的第十一章的这个第六节。
That chapter is often called the faith chapter of the Bible.
这一节常常被称为是圣经里面的信心之章。
It begins by giving us a definition of what faith is.
它开始就是说了，给我们一个定义，什么是信心。
In verse 1 of the 11th chapter, we're reminded that faith is the reality of things hoped for and the proof of what is not seen.
这个第十一章的第一节说的就是信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is what we hope for and it is the reality of what we have not seen.
所谓信心就是说我们希望能够实现，但是我们并没有看到。
As a matter of fact, as you read a bit further in that 11th chapter, in the 6th verse, we discover that faith is what pleases God.
然后我们继续读下去，读到这个 11章 第6节的话， 就说到， 人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
如果仅仅是我们的 没有信心的话， 就不能使神得到喜悦。
I would like to just briefly suggest 4 important things about faith this morning.
今天早晨我预备给大家讲4件有关信的事情。
I suggest to you that these 4 things are very important in pleasing God and being a devoted follower of Christ.
我认为这4件事是对取悦于神和我们作为一个忠实的信徒是非常重要的。
First of all, faith brings salvation to our lives.
首先,信心给我们带来救恩在我们的人生中。
You remember the verse that reminds us that for by grace are you saved through faith.
我们记得这个圣经里面讲到,我们的信心给我们带来了救恩。
It's God's grace, and it is receiving God's grace by faith that we come into that personal relationship with Jesus.
正是有了主的那个救恩，我们才可以跟主建立这样的一种关系。
I remind you that as God shed His grace on us, and as we have received Him through faith, then God gives us a responsibility to live out that faith in the world that we function in.
天父把他的那个对我们的救恩赐给我们，我们领受了他，才可以和他在一起。
So this morning it is important for us to be reminded that faith is what brings salvation into our lives.
所以今天早上我们应该记住，只有对天父的信心才是给我们可以带来救恩的。
The second thing that I think is important for us to see in faith is that faith brings motivation to our work.
第二点我今天要想说的是我们对天父的信心给我们带来了去工作的这种动力。
See, oftentimes, we simply say that once you become a believer, then God's grace has been bestowed upon you, that's it.
我们常常听说，只要你信了天父，然后天父的救恩降临到你，那就是这样。
We are saved by God's grace unto good works.
我们说是好像上帝的救恩就是使我们能够努力工作。
Once we come into that personal relationship with Christ, we have a responsibility to continue to proclaim God's grace and goodness to other people.
实际上，我们跟天父建立这种关系以后，我们还是要把天父的救恩从我们身上带给我们身边的人。
Each time that you come to a time of Bible study or being in God's Word, we want to encounter God, we want to grow in our knowledge of God, and understand what God has called us to do in serving Him.
每次我们学习圣经主日学的时候，我们实际上就是想跟天父建立一种关系，使我们跟他更亲密。
Faith gives us the fuel, and it drives us to serve Him.
我们对天父的信心给了我们一种燃料一样的东西，使我们更接近主。
The song that we sang together this morning, faith is a victory.
今天早上我们唱了一首诗，就讲到信心是给我们带来的胜利。
Our faith in Jesus Christ and faith living in us gives us the victory over the world, over the sin, over difficulties and circumstances that come our way.
我们对天父的信心给我们带来了一切，是我们克服人生中的一切。
Faith then brings us motivation to the work that God calls us to.
信心给我们带来了动力，使我们更好的工作。Thirdly,
faith brings rest to our souls.
第三，信心给我们带来了我们灵魂上的一种休息。Now,
I think that we would agree this morning that we all at times fret and have fear come into our lives.
我们都知道在我们的人生中常常会有
But we look at the scriptures and we see that God has given us multiple verses of scripture to remind us that it is faith that brings rest to our souls in the midst of circumstances.
然后我们读了圣经，我们就会明白，是信心给我们带来了心灵上的安宁。
It is the promise of God that He will never leave us, He will never forsake us.
这实际上就是说，天父永远不会放弃我们，他永远和我们在一起。
It is God's promise that He is faithful to us day by day.
上帝曾经有发出承诺，他永远和我们在一起。
So when temptation comes to fear or fret, simply we are to rely by faith on God's promise.
所以当威胁来临的时候，我们生命中发生这样的事情的时候，是我们对天父的信心给我们带来平安。
The fourth important thing for us this morning to be reminded about faith is that faith brings excitement to our future.
今天我要讲的第四件关于信心的事，就是我们对天父的信心给我们的人生带来了兴奋。
Although I'm not able to say to any one of us, this is what the future will bring, our faith and trust in God's promise gives us excitement to know that He's going to give us the very best.
虽然我无法一一告诉你们，但是天父对我们对天父的信心会使我们的未来带来一种信心。
I think of a song that has been written, He holds the whole world in His hands.
有一首诗歌写到，天父的手，掌握着全世界。
And when you think of the God that we worship this morning, that we sang praises to, there ought to be excitement.That He not only cares for us today, tomorrow, but forever.
我们今天在这里，赞美主，我们很清楚，天父不但看顾我们现在，他会看顾我们到永远永远。
Faith brings us to the point of excitement that when we are in God's presence, we are going to know what it is to be completely perfect and to be just like Him.
我们对天父的信心给我们的未来。带来的这个喜悦感，就是会带我们带到永远。
But faith also brings us the excitement for tomorrow, what's going to take place in our lives as well.
信心给我们带来的喜悦，也会在我明天的生活中，使我们更加坚定信仰。
Although I don't know what tomorrow brings, I know who holds tomorrow. I know who is in charge of tomorrow.
尽管我不知道明天会发生什么，但是我很清楚是谁掌握我们的明天。
God is in control.
上帝控制一切。
There are many ways that God displays His control in our lives.
有许多方法上帝可以展示他在生活中如何控制一切。
The other day I was in a conversation with someone and they were talking about, well, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
有一天我和一个人聊天，他就说明天我不知道会发生什么事情。
And I was able to say to him, all God wants of us is to live today, and He will take care of tomorrow.
我就告诉他，天父要我们知道的是，我们好好的活过今天，至于明天，他会看顾我们。
I am excited to live by faith.
我对于能够生活在信心当中感到特别兴奋。
You know, there are some of us that though have a very difficult time exercising faith and really relying on faith.
我们很多人在实行信仰的过程中有时候会感到很艰苦。
Have you ever thought or been tempted about this to say, well, God, if you would just kind of give me a sneak preview of what's going to happen, I know things would be better.
我们大家是不是常常会受到这种诱惑，就是在想，天父你能不能现身一下，让我们看一看你，然后我们就会对你更有信心。
And God simply says to us, you're to walk by faith, not by sight.
然后天父就会告诉我们，你们是活在信心当中，而不是说看见了才会相信。
The Christian life is an adventure.
基督徒的那个人生是一种
It's an exciting adventure that is lived day by day.
这样的历险实际上每天都带来兴奋的事，喜悦的事。
Well, with this backdrop and understanding that faith is what we are to live by, then we can answer the question, is it a God thing?
只有我们生活在信心中，我们才可以回答这样的问题，这是天父的事，是神的事。
Let me just remind you of the passage of scripture that you read this morning. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我再来提醒大家一下，就是我们今天读到的圣经里面讲到，人非有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
The second passage of scripture you read was that we live by faith and not by sight.
第二点我们今天学到的就是说，我们活在信中，而不是活在看见。
And so God desires of us to live by faith.
所以天父设计了我们，就是使我们活在信心当中。
When we're living by faith, then I think there are six things that seem to give us an understanding of when something is a God thing.
当我们活在信心当中的时候，有六件事使我们相信，这是神的事。
God calls people to seemingly impossible things.
天父会使人们看见，不可思议的事情。
Sometimes he even calls us to do things that seem foolish.
有时候天父让我们做的事，我们看上去好像这事情很不聪明。
And we have no idea how it's going to happen. It seems so impossible at that moment.
然后我们当时就会想到，这样的事情发生实在是好像太莫名其妙了。
But again, I remind you that when we are living by faith,then we know the excitement that God is in control.
但是我要提醒大家，我们只要活在信仰中，我们就会知道上帝安排的一切都是有他的道理。
Okay, six ways to tell if we are living in a God thing.
有六个方面可以使我们知道我们是不是活在是神的事这样当中。
First of all, if God asks us to do something and other people say to us,it can't be done, then it's most likely something that's a God thing.
如果有一件事上帝要我们去做，然后别人就说这是不可能做的事，那很有可能这件事就是神的事。
There is nothing impossible for God.
实际上对于上帝来说是没有不可能的事。
You ever been in a situation where you have been thinking about something and you express itto a friend or another individual and they say, that can never happen.
你有没有遇到过这样的事？当你向你的朋友描述一桩上帝要你做的事的时候，你的朋友们会说，这是绝对不可能发生的。
And when that happens, what's the first reaction we have? Well, let me think about it a little more.
然后当这个事情真的发生了以后，人们的反应是怎么呢？人们就说，哦，让我再想一想看，怎么真的发生了。
But God kind of agitates us a little bit and says, well, it is possible.
然后实际上上帝就在这里讲，你看，这实际上是可能的。
It can be done.
这是可以做到的。
And he may be saying, and you're the one to do it.
天父可能还会说，你就是这样一个人去使这个事情发生。
It is most likely a God thing than when other people say, it can't be done.
所以说，当别人说不可能发生的时候，很可能这件事就是神的事。
It's likely a God thing when you do not feel that you're qualified to do it.
有时候你会觉得你并不具有这种做这种事的资格的时候，这事很可能也就是神的事。
You seem totally lost at even how to go about it.
你可能会觉得你完全不知道怎么做这件事。
You feel that there are other people who could do it far better than you.
你也许会觉得别人可能做这个事做得要比你好得多。
But God keeps saying, you're the one. He puts his finger on you and says, you're qualified to do it.
然后上帝就会说，你就是这个要做这件事的人，你完全符合资格做这件事。
And what he's really challenging us to do is to ask the question,God, do I have enough faith to be obedient to what you're asking me to do?
实际上上帝在这里就是给我们一个挑战，就是说让我们有信心，然后对上帝说，天父啊，我有本事，我有资格做这件事。
Now remember, we're looking at six ways that we may be able to know that it is a God thing that's happening in our life.
我们再提醒大家一声，我们有六种方法是知道 哪些事在我们的人生中做的是神的事。
The first thing is everybody says it can't be done.
第一个方法就是说每个人都说你不可能做这个事，那很可能这就是神的事。
The second is you feel that you aren't qualified to do it.
第二个就是说你觉得自己完全没有资格做这个事，这很可能也就是这个事。
Now it seems quite natural that the third thing would be that there are not enough resources available to do it.
然后很自然的我们就会知道第三个方面测试这个呢，就是说你会觉得没有足够的资源去做这件事，这有可能就是神的事。
My wife and I just recently went through this in a personal experience where we were asked whether we were willing to step up and do something to further a work that was a kingdom work. Spiritual work.
最近我和我太太就遇到这样一件事，我被人要求就是做一件天赋方面的事情。
We were asked whether we thought that we would be able to step in and begin to help support a brand new mission work that wanted to be started.
然后我们就被要求参加一件新的那个传讲福音的这个福音团的工作。
We were asked if we would be willing to step up and contribute $25,000 to this new opportunity that God was laying on the hearts of some people.
然后我们就被要求要奉献$25,000给这个传讲是圣经的这个传讲团。
Now listen to the conversation that took place at our table between my wife and I.
然后大家注意一下，下面是我跟我太太在餐桌前的对话。
She's not here, so I can put all the blame on her.
她因为不在这边，所以我可以把不好的事情都说成是她。
I can tell you that she was lacking in faith.
但是我只要告诉你们，她是很有信心的一位。
She said, Jay, you don't have a full-time job.
她就对我说 ，Jay, 你又没有一个全日的工作。
Jay, I'm retired. I'm not going back to work.
他也说姐我已经也退休了，我不可能再去回去做全职的工作。
Jay, we're living on limited fixed funds.
他还告诉我姐我们现在生活的钱什么正好够，并没有多余。
We need not to take money aside that we put aside for retirement and to use it in this way.
我不可能把我们退休要用的退休以后生活用的钱拿出来去给这个就是传讲福音的这一部。
I sat back and I said, Martha, if God's in this, He's going to take care of us.
然后我就告诉我太太，她说：“你想吧，天父既然要我们做这个事情，他一定会照顾这个事情，看顾这个事情。”
She then said to me, "Have you prayed about it?"
然后我太太就问我：“你有没有祷告过？”
Yes, I prayed about it.
我说当然我祷告过了。
Well, what's God telling you?
然后我跟他说天父告诉你什么呢？
I said God's telling us to do it.
我说天父要我们去做这个事情啊。
And she said, well, he's telling you, but he's not telling me.
他就说天父告诉你因为你祷告了，但他并没有告诉我。
It was at that point that I simply said, honey, we have to begin to continue to pray and ask God to direct us.He will provide the resources if this is what he wants in our life.
然后我就跟太太说，亲爱的，我们还是继续祷告吧。天父既然要我们做这事，他一定会指引我们如何做。
It was a week later when we had to make the final decision.
一个礼拜以后，我们得做出最后的决定了。
I didn't say a word to Martha from the last conversation to that day. I was just waiting to see what God was going to do.
从上次在餐桌前和他对话以后，我没和太太再谈起过这件事情。我就想看看天父是如何做到这件事情。
Martha said I had been praying about this, and I think that God has directed us to live by faith in this matter.
我太太说我也祷告过了，然后天父告诉我们要活在信心当中。
And she says it seems to me that God's not saying $25,000, but God's saying $30,000.
然后他说天父告诉我$25,000不够，天父说了要$30,000。
Now I did a Martha, I asked her if she really had been praying about that.
然后我就跟我太太说你是不是真的这样祷告了得到这样的回答。
You see, my friends, even though it seems funny to listen to the conversation that went on with Martha and I, that's how God begins to work. When we think it's impossible to do it in and through ourselves, God says it's possible through me.
大家想想，我跟我太太的对话，尽管有点可笑，但是我们也可以看出天父是如何做工的。
And what God is asking is that we will step out by faith and be willing to do what seems to be the impossible.
天父的意思就是要我们走出去，大胆地做，这个不可能的事也是可能的。
When I talked to my kids about it, they said it does not make any sense.
我对我的小孩们说起这件事的时候，我孩子们都说那完全是没有意义的事情，不可能做到。
That's the fourth reaction, that when you tell people that you're going to live by faith and you're going to be obedient to God's will in your life, they're going to say often, it doesn't make any sense.
这就是我们要讲的第四方面。当你真正准备去做天父要你做的时候。做的事情的时候，你周围的人可能就会说，这完全没有意义。
My oldest son said, "Dad, do you realize how old you are?"
我最大的孩子就告诉我，爸爸，你有没有想过你已经有多老了
？I understand it better than anybody, son. I know how old I am.
我告诉他，儿子，我当然知道我有多老，我比任何人都明白我多大了。
You see, it didn't make sense to them, but it made sense to God.
你看，这个对他们来讲是毫无意义、根本莫名其妙的事，但是对天父来讲，这是很有意义的。
And my prayer has been that I would be a totally Christ-devoted follower that was willing to obey whatever He had to say.
我的祷告是这么说的：我要做一个完完全全的基督徒，完全服从天父要我做的一切。
I believe there are two other important things that go along when we.See a God thing happening in our life.
当我们要看我们生活中发生哪些事是神的事的话，还有另外两方面我们可以见证。
The fifth thing is it would give God the glory.
第五点就是说，我们做的这事情会荣耀神。
When I stop and think of you as a fellowship, I think back to the early days of.This fellowship, when there, you would gather around the table, and there was just a few of you that gathered together on a faithful basis. But God had something bigger in store for you as a group of believers as well.
我记得我们这个恩福教会刚开始的时候就没有几个人围着一张桌子坐着。现在天父给我们带来了这么多弟兄姊妹，我们这么兴旺。
And the faith of those few followers.Of this fellowship in the early days, God has been glorified through their faithfulness because they believe it's what God wanted them to do.
我们这个教会刚开始的时候，仅有的那几个都是天父忠实的信徒，是天父看到这样的信徒荣耀了他，所以我们才会有今天这么兴旺的景象。
My friend, it has been a God thing.
这个就是天父的事，真的是。
I have attended some of your baptisms and to hear the testimonies and see people who have followed Christ, become Christ followers and have followed him through the waters of baptism. That is a God thing.
我曾经参加过你们这边的几个兄弟姐妹的那个受洗，这是神的事。
And the last thing, the last main point that I would say,that determines whether it's a God thing is simply this. Does it honor God and is it true to His word?
最后一点就是说看这是不是神的事，就是说这件事是不是荣耀神，是不是给神带来了荣耀。
There are many things that come our way, but the important thing is to examine it. Is it consistent with God's word and will it bring glory and honor to Him?
人生中发生很多事，但最重要的就是说，这样的事是不是给神带来了荣耀，是不是荣耀的神。
Let me simply summarize the message this morning.
我来总结一下今天我讲的内容。
We're to live by faith.
我们要活在信仰中。
There is nothing impossible for God.
对于天父来讲，没有不可能发生的事。
It's by His grace and our faith that we have a relationship with Him.
是他的救恩和我们的信心使我们和天父建立了这样的关系。
And lastly, God will direct our steps.
最后天父会指引我们的道路。
And we will be able to look back and say with confidence, that has been a God thing.
然后我们就回头可以坚定地说，这就是神的事。
Amen.
Amen.